Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is gearing up for its next hearing today. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports lawmakers are expected to focus on efforts by then-President Donald Trump and his allies to pressure the Justice Department to investigate false claims of election fraud.
Today's witnesses are three former DOJ officials, including then-Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger will help lead the questioning.
We'll talk about the details of, you know, the former president's efforts to use the DOJ, not just to help overthrow an election, but to put doubt in the election.
The panel is expected to reveal new details about the push to make Jeffrey Clark, who supported Trump's efforts, the acting attorney general, when other officials rejected fraud claims. The committee could also have more on Republican lawmakers who pushed doubts about certified election results in several states. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
A state senator in Texas who represents Uvalde is suing the Department of Public Safety to get records into the investigation of the shooting last month that left 19 children and two adults dead as officers stood by. Senator Roland Gutierrez.
I want to know where the officers were on site, where they situated themselves, who they were listening to, which orders they were taking, body cam information if it's necessary. And we'll let the courts decide what we're able to get.
Speaking there to KTRK-TV. Meanwhile, the Uvalde School District placed its police chief, who's been at the center of the criticism for that delayed response, on administrative leave. Lawmakers in Washington are racing against the clock to pass a bill that would expand school meal waivers. As NPR's Ximena Bustillo reports, the waivers are set to expire June 30th.
For 2 years, school meals have been free as a part of pandemic relief. That's going away for the next school year. But a bipartisan group of lawmakers have reached a deal to extend other pandemic-related school meal waivers. Those waivers would allow schools to serve grab-and-go meals over the summer, handle supply chain snags, and have a higher federal reimbursement rate than before the pandemic. School administrators and officials at the Agriculture Department say the waivers are a lifeline to schools who are facing higher food, labor, and transportation costs. Congress is looking to pass the bill before the weekend. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell wraps up 2 days of testimony before Congress today, this time in front of a House committee. Yesterday, he told the Senate Banking Committee the Fed is strongly committed to bringing down the soaring inflation rate, which stands at a 40-year high. You're listening to NPR News. For the first time in nearly 40 years, scientists have detected a possible outbreak of polio in the UK. As NPR's Michaeline Duclough reports, the outbreak is likely very small, but it is still prompting health officials to encourage families to vaccinate their children.
So far, there have been no reported cases of polio in the UK, but scientists have detected the outbreak through an indirect route. They have found the virus in sewage water. And not just one version of polio, but several related versions. The genetic code of the virus suggests polio has spread between closely linked individuals in East and North London. UK health officials say the risk to the general public is extremely low because the majority of people are immunized for polio and are protected against infection. However, they are urging all families who haven't gotten vaccinated to make an appointment today. Michaeline Duclough, NPR News.
In the UK, a transit strike by railway staff over pay, working conditions, and job security has left train stations empty. Today's 24-hour strike by tens of thousands of cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff is the second national walkout of the week. A third strike is planned for Saturday. As part of Britain's biggest and most disruptive railway strike in 30 years, this is train companies try to cut costs and staffing after 2 years in which emergency government funding kept them afloat. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher, Dow futures up about 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.